we thought that our students needed to get up and move, and they needed to see us because they haven't seen us for quite some time. So I had asked staff if they could record a 20-second clip of them moving, and then we had one of our staff members put it all together in a video, and we revealed it on our Facebook site on Wednesday evening.
How has reaction been?
We are getting so many positive comments, even families from outside of our area are calling in and messaging us, telling us that it's been so exciting, kids loved it, so we're really happy that we were able to put a lot of smiles on all of our young students' faces.
How important is it to have these kind of fun little things to keep engaged with the student population, obviously teachers and students so close day to day?
Mike, I don't know if you know that 2 weeks ago, the Red Lake staff also decided, because we haven't seen kids and because I was getting messages from families, especially our young kids, don't understand what the pandemic is all about, that they don't think they'd ever see us again. So as a staff, we felt that we need to be doing things for our school community every 2 weeks. So we did a drive-by, and I had all the staff. We did like a car parade, and we need to keep connected to our kids because they need to know that we're there for them. Of course, we have online learning now, but as a staff, it's very important to keep that connection alive.
You're talking about the connection with the kids, but is it also not a good mental health tool for staff?
Absolutely. This is an opportunity for our staff to get up and move, for our staff to stay connected with kids, the families. The more positive we are as a staff, it seems that just keeps extending out from our school community to our actual community. And it's a positive opportunity for all of us keep active during this very difficult time. We are so proud of all of our Red Lake Madison Public School families for meeting us online. We know there are challenges. We as a staff will do everything we can to get through this. There will be a time when we will see all of our children again. We miss them. And we, of course, want all of our families to stay healthy and stay safe during this time.